back to me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Homemade instruments. I don't know what was.
All right, I want to tell you. Charity has Himalayan salt crystals grinder. Those are. Yeah. Actually, sounds pretty good.
Somehow my rhythm didn't sound like yours. I had
a glass with a spoon.
Yeah. We're at our country studio today.
Ooh.
And welcome to Love Burns. I'm Charity Truman.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequest.
And we were off the air last week. We were on little adventures, but we're back on, and it's summer solstice, the longest day of the year.
Oh!
Get out your inner howl and go out and look at the strawberry moon tonight, because it will not happen again for 70 years.
You're kidding.
70 years.
Why do they call it a strawberry moon?
Because the Native Americans named it that. It actually is supposed to be almost pink looking.
Oh, because of the invert. The inversion or
where the sun is in relation to the, you know, we're talking science now. We better not go there.
You know, but we're so smart.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We're sharp as a tack. As a tack, one tack.
we're sharp as a fingernail file.
Or a tackless. But anyway, it's the longest day of the year. Mm. And here we are on
magic.
Yeah, we're in the Love Burns spaceship, and we're taking on the good, the bad, the ugly. The beautiful, the not
sexy,
so good.
The sexy.
You and your romance. I'm done with romance. I told you that.
Oh, stop.
I'm done.
Stop. Romance. All right, you're done, but I'm the other half. I'm all for romance.
Yeah, you are.
I'm all for romance and fantasy. And
what does it for you? What does it for you? Is it complex? Is it a ritual or is it simple?
I think it's complex. I think it's my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get my mind. If you got my mind, you got my clitoris.
Oh. It's not a curse, but I think it's worth some money.
Okay.
There we go on our world tour fund, which, or is it our facelift fund? It's probably both. Yeah.
I think facelift is good.
Yeah. Let's go on a world tour to get a facelift.
We need to go on one of those. They need, you know what they need to have? This is what they need to have. On those Viking cruises, like up the Danube, they need to have a fabulous doctor who does facelift, a plastic surgeon. So you have your surgery on the boat, going up the Danube. You're there for 2 weeks and you recover.
I think that's an excellent idea. It is. It's fantastic. Picture their commercials with people out on the deck in bandages,
looking like giant Q-tips on deck chairs.
But you know what? It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Have the whole cruise be dedicated toward the peel, the tuck, the suck, you know?
The peel, the tuck, the suck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you do have romance.
Yeah. There she goes. There. You know what? We've talked about this before, but baby, it's in the kiss. Isn't it?
Oh, what was that great song?
Is it in his
No, it's not the way.
Is that the line?
If you want to know if he loves you so, it's in his kiss. That's where it is. Listen up, fellas.
It is.
You got to get your kissing game.
Yeah. Too much tongue is too much tongue.
You got to know exactly how much tongue to give. It's going to be one of those kind of shows.
It is. Well, we started on the Prosecco a little early. You know, our Prosecco of choice is La Marca.
Ooh.
Shout out to Jack Oliver, who totally dropped the bubbly.
Jack.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. We've told you once, we've told you twice, we've told you 20 times that Saint, what is that fabulous wine that he likes?
Santa Margherita.
Santa Margherita makes a Prosecco now.
Hint.
Okay. We're going to have to go. We're just going to have to go with our local provider and see if we can get a sponsor.
A sponsor, Jack, and then you'll be out in the cold.
A sponsor.
Your uncle. You'll be out in the cold.
You little wanker.
Yeah, Jack. Well, anyway, while we were away, we got a... There's nothing like that sound, is there?
Isn't.
I know.
Here. Except
hit me.
A good kiss.
I'm impatient with the whole thing. You know that. But that, I'm not going to totally snuff out my love candle.
Yes. No, baby, don't, because I'll be right there with a big
flashlight.
Have you seen these flashlights that you, they're Uber flashlights. They make like the X-Files look like bullshit flashlights. You turn them on and they light up the woods.
Really?
Yeah.
Are those the ones that keep showing on Facebook, the military secret?
I ordered one. I did. I ordered one and my husband kept saying, has it come yet? Has it come yet? I'm going, not yet, honey, not yet.
I mean, we're talking about the flashlight, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're talking about the flashlight. Shine a little light.
Well, shall we get to some mail?
Okay.
M-A-I-L?
Okay.
Okay. Let's do this one first,
okay,
because this one's really going to help post it.
Yeah.
Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, I've made a terrible mistake. I mistook a man's interest for true affection and allowed him into my life and my home.
Ooh.
Once all the shine wore off, I realized he had no interest other than a roof over his head, money in his pocket, and a car to drive.
Oh.
I'm so embarrassed. He's drained most of my savings. And my children would kill me if they knew. How do I get rid of this leech? Signed, Loser Magnet.
How could she let that happen?
Oh, I think this happens a lot.
Does it really?
I think so.
Yeah, I guess if a woman is lonely and a man shows her interest. but letting him in your house.
And in your pocketbook.
Hi, Buster.
Here's Buster.
Letting him in your house, your pocketbook, and your car? Would she find him on the street?
I don't. Well, you know what? I think a lot of these women meet these gigolos online.
Mm.
And, you know, now you know I'm an experienced online man surfer.
Believe me, folks.
And you just don't allow them to get that close so fast.
No.
You got to be really cautious. And
don't bring him into your house.
So, okay, Buster the cat has.
Is he like living in his car or something?
I don't. Well, you know. Remember
Boy
my experience with the Lexus
SC430.
Right.
Mr. Lexus.
Yeah.
Well, Loser Magnet, is he still in her house? How do I get rid
of him? She's trying to get rid of him. You know, I'm going to tell you, this is hard. Remember that case of the people that had the nanny, that older woman, and they couldn't get her out of the house? She put a lock on the door and refused to leave their house. They had to, like, literally get an attorney to get her evicted from their home.
God, like possession is nine-tenths of the law kind of thing?
You got to be real careful about these situations, because if she's allowed him to change mail her address.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She might have to tell her kids.
She's got to tell her kids.
Yeah.
She's also got to tell her lawyer, and she has to work it. I mean, she must be walking on eggshells.
Well, first of all, it's easy to keep him away from your savings. You go down to your bank and you change every password that you've ever. You tell them you lost your cards. You know.
I lost my cards. Here, I gotta change it all right now, and I need to buy a gun.
She didn't say that.
Oh, no, I did. I did.
You know, first of all, you are a loser magnet. You are.
Girl,
and
you're stupid.
You're not making intelligent choices now. As soon as you figured out that that's all it was about for him, you should have changed the locks on your house as soon as he left for the day.
Put it all in the front yard.
Yep.
But she's probably got her car keys.
Well, she should have called the police and said, he stole my car. Because I can guarantee you, Lady Jane, if they ran his license, he's probably wanted for this kind of crap other places.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to her. She is a woman who knows what she's talking about. My charity girl knows what she's talking about.
That's right.
And have you gone online and Googled his name? Have you gone through his wallet? Have you gone through his shit when he's not there?
Thank you. Go through his wallet, get his particulars, and go online and do a person search.
Yeah.
Because
this is dangerous.
Yeah. You do need to tell your kids. Because it sounds to me like her children don't live in the house. She's probably a little older.
Yeah, like us. Ha ha.
Notice we said little older.
Little more than what?
Yeah. A little is fluid.
Well, you know, 60 is the new 40.
It absolutely is.
You know, and I mean, look at us. I mean, we're
fabulous.
Foxes.
Yeah.
We're foxes in our.
We're absolutely fabulous, speaking of which.
Oh, God.
We are most excited.
We're most excited to see our girls, Eddie and
Pat.
Pat's is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, I've got the martini will be ready to take to the theater and some almonds.
And we're going to support our girls in the movie Absolutely Fabulous. I can't wait.
July 22nd.
That's right. Hey, it may be in the theaters for only 5 minutes, but it's going to be a hell of a 5 minutes.
Oh, no. It's going to... I had it on Blu-ray. That's how far back I go.
Okay, and for those of you who don't know what Blu-ray is,
let her pull
her dinosaur in and get off.
Hey, shut up. It was a CD the size of an LP. Put in the garage sale.
There you go. Hey, some of that stuff is big, like those mm-hmm. Sega games and stuff. I'm going to
really?
Climb up in my garage, in my attic.
In your attic?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have an FFAP garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have an incredible garage sale. We can't give you the address, unfortunately, but we'll tell you all about it.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do a show from the garage sale.
I think we should.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun. Yeah, and if we get, you know, random people, we can question them, you know, get love bites from them, no pun intended.
Yeah. Hey, you there looking at that Star Wars doll. How's your sex life?
Well, I look at them, my pitiful cat with his arms wrapped around the Himalayan salt shaker. Okay.
He's the sexiest cat I've ever seen.
Buster. The man in my life.
Buster is the sexiest cat I've ever known.
He's my man. Oh, my man. I love him so.
His fur from head to toe.
Yeah. He's a monster.
Okay.
What do you got, Glennie?
All right. Here we go. Not that one. I don't know if I'm going to read that one. Okay. Aha. Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, my best friend is having an affair with a younger man.
Okay.
She's more...
I got choked up.
She's more than old enough to be his mother. I was shocked when she confided in me. She's so happy that I didn't want to tell her that she's out of her fucking mind. I know it can't last, and some part of me is envious of her happiness, her glowing skin and giggly stories about him. I don't want her to be hurt, and it will come to that sooner or later. If this gets out, it would be very bad in our circle of friends because she's well known. She assures me she knows what she's doing and is not in love but enjoying the moment, like a wonderful gift for both of them. What should I do?
I say ride that wave. That's
hang
what
ten,
I say.
Baby!
That's it. I think that human beings get caught up in the rhetoric of right and wrong.
Mm.
And really, right and wrong is very fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It changes depending on what side of it you're on, you know, and so your interpretation of it can go either way.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
Uh-huh. So
I don't want to be right.
Well, you know, she doesn't say too much about what's going on in her life that would lead her to want to pursue this.
Yeah, it's true. But she confided in her friend, and obviously she's at a place in her life where it might be the right thing to do.
Well, first of all, she's shocked. Okay.
Her friend is shocked.
You're shocked because of the age? Because let me tell you something.
Or because she's doing it, maybe.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably
what
it is. You know, it's more of a jealousy than a shock.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
Age is man-made. most of the things that limit us and tie us down and deny us are man-made.
That's
a
true.
Lot of fear is man-made.
Conceptions, right.
So the age thing being a you know, perception of what somebody's life is totally man-made. I mean, if it was the reverse and it was an older guy with a much younger woman, people might say, gee, she's a little young for you, but they would never go, I'm shocked.
Right.
Okay.
They would say, look at that asshole.
What a double. You know, I think you owe two hits, one for the letter. And come on. We want to go to the Danube. We want that.
We want that Facebook
want
on
that,
the Danube.
Yeah, we want
Viking Cruise.
Listen,
we're going to write a letter
that's
to you.
Right, Viking Cruise, we will host it. And I will not think twice about allowing myself to be a guinea pig. I'm all about it.
Oh, me too. I'm with you. Also, I may know a really good Beverly Hills plastic surgeon that might just be at the right age. He might be into this.
But do I really think there's a lot of possibility? Now, see how we're so easily distracted from this poor woman?
Yeah. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. Okay.
we're back to the facelift thing.
Yeah. We're on that cruise.
We're
already packed.
Okay. Younger man.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yep.
Have a good time.
Okay,
take
glowing skin, giggly story. This is all young to me, okay?
Yeah.
And
it's energy, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's energy.
Mm.
You know, if you put out the vibe that your battery's almost drained,
aye.
Who wants to be around, you know, the thing that's slowing down and running out of spark?
Absolutely. Pump it up.
Uh-huh. So you know what I think you should do? I think you should tell your friend, I'm envious of you, have a good time, practice safe sex, and yep, I hope for your sake that in the end, when the dust settles, you come out of this with more than what you went into it with.
Both of you.
There you go.
Hey, there's a lot an older woman can contribute to a younger man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll drink to that. How's your little glass doing?
I could hit up a hit.
God, I should have brought two bottles.
I'm verklempt.
Thank you, darling.
For Klimt.
For space.
All right. Now, I have one that's going completely in the other direction.
Okay.
Let me get it. Dear Love Burns, after listening to your show, I realized that I have led an unimaginative life.
Did you write this?
No. So I set about to make some really big changes. I cut my hair.
Hmm.
I lost some weight. I got a boob job. And my teeth fixed.
Oh.
I bought a new car.
Whoa.
Ditched my old Cape Cod style house to buy a condo on the river.
Whoa.
I listen to edgy music and drink high dollar wine. So far, so good. Outside, I am different. Inside, I'm the same. What did I miss?
Is it a guy or girl?
Full of holes. I don't think, boob job, I'm hoping
to. I
don't know.
Okay. It's a Prosecco. Okay. Oh, gosh.
This is the age-old dilemma, isn't it? You can.
We keep getting these letters from these older people.
You know.
That's okay.
You can change the. What's that saying? You can't change the spots on a leopard. It's still a leopard.
That's right. A leopard can't change spots.
Does that make sense in this situation? Because I'm a little lit.
Well, yeah. I mean, she did all the things that to help her like herself better. She did everything by completely doing a makeover and probably getting those old boobs tucked up. You know, hopefully they're not like a triple D. And she's doing all of that, but still.
She didn't do anything to change her inside, her heart, and her mind.
Right.
She just changed the paint. She gave herself curb appeal.
She gave a face. She gave like had the house painted.
Yeah. She gave herself some curb appeal, but really, honestly, there's no. When you check her Carfax, it's not so good.
Yeah. You know, peeps.
This is sad.
It is sad because you have to work on your soul. You have to work on your insides. To actually find happiness.
You know, I think one of the reasons why you and I get on so well, besides our absolutely fabulous personalities, we're still learning. We're still open to learning.
Yeah.
We still want to try new things. We still want to have adventure.
Right.
This lady sounds like she's someone who thought if she changed everything on the outside, it would give her a new adventure.
It would bring something, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes if you just go camping in a tent, it's as good as staying in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah, it depends on who's in the tent with you.
There you go. I don't know where I was going with that analogy, but you sure as hell got it there, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think you and I were old souls with young hearts.
Yes. Yes. And then that will always be.
Yeah. I mean, I attract younger people to me
mm-hmm.
all the time, male, female, because I understand their creativity and I want to infuse that. And so do you.
You don't put a limit on it.
No, there's no limit.
No. See, I find a lot of people, as they get older and mm-hmm. get more responsibility, is mm-hmm. they start limiting people to what they can know about them or be exposed to or wanting to know about other people. I'm curious about other people.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
There's a lot of TMI.
What's
that
TMI?
I don't need too much information.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's like a having an attack or something.
But you know, it when it comes down to it, I'm constantly trying to change my inside.
Yeah, it's finding that core of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the core of joy and constantly being creative and working with what you have and creating. And that doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. It's keeping your soul young and alive and vibrant.
Mm-hmm. She's made herself a one-dimensional person.
Yeah.
Pretty hair, pretty boobs, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Teeth, car, house, condo on the river, edgy music, high-dollar wine.
Whoa.
She sounds like a hooker. Are you hooking, doll?
You may be by now.
You know, I say you need to take a class.
I've been into high dollar wine since the 60s, the 70s,
you know,
or 80s, 90s.
There is something to be said for it.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I
would go to someone's house for dinner and they go, oh, you must try this wine. It's the newest thing. And you have a glass and you go, oh, that's like cat piss.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they think it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, what is the matter with these people?
Because they don't have a palate. You know, you know, as you know, spare time I bartend, and when I open a bottle of wine, I can tell by the smell of it.
Totally.
You know? And it's like, okay, this is cough syrup, but if you like cough syrup, that's your thing, you know.
Yeah, if you like vinegar.
And then sometimes if I don't like the people, I bullshit.
Yeah,
I said it.
Moo, 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 moo.
That might get us a cocktail on the cruise.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't think so
either.
Maybe a suture.
We're going
One suture is in the bottle.
A tube of crazy glue. There you go. You need to take a class. You need to volunteer someplace.
Mm.
You need to go out and start learning. And you will then look like you have great hair from the inside out. You
mm-hmm.
will. Your weight is not going to matter. Your boob job's not going to matter. Your fixed teeth aren't going to matter. That's just frosting on your cake.
Well said.
Frosting on your cake.
Well said.
Oof, I'm deep today.
I'll come over and have a glass of your high-dollar wine, though, girl.
Anyway, all right, listen, full of holes. Go out, test the water, and get back to us, because this is one I really want to know. Can you bring yourself around? We
mm-hmm.
believe in you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We believe in you.
You know, I think it's important to get religion. And I'm not talking Christianity, and I'm not talking Catholicism, and I'm not talking Buddhism, and I'm talking about getting religion as far as your core is concerned. I don't care if you go to the park and do Tai Chi with people. I don't care if you go and take a painting class, although you've never picked up a brush.
Mm-hmm.
It's like exploring what's inside and what you like.
Yep.
Finding.
You know, I'm not an organized religion girl, but
no,
I do
neither.
Believe in spirituality, and that is an inner thing.
Yes.
You know, so you have to nurture that, and
mm-hmm.
however you bring it out, whether it's gardening and
mm-hmm.
raising beautiful flowers or
yeah.
raising fantastic children or pets or painting or, you know, writing a book,
Ooh,
which
right.
is very cathartic.
It is. It is cathartic.
You know.
Cathartic?
Cathartic. Let me have a little more of that Prosecco.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, cathartic.
This can drink.
Cathartic. You know, all of those things you stretch as a person. If you don't continue to stretch as a person, it's just like your muscles. If you don't continue to work them, and they atrophy and they shrink up and they refuse to work.
Yeah.
So why would that be any different?
Right.
If your soul isn't stretched, I'm getting deep now.
God, this is really, this is big for you.
It is.
This must be the full strawberry moon.
It is. That full strawberry moon is, the magnetic pull is making me
feel.
Okay,
I'm going to help you out. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's a raspberry.
Strawberry moon, not raspberry. Well, you know what? I don't think any more than what we're on the internet now, and it is a great tool, and it is also a great weapon.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, and because of this, we're hot second people.
Yeah,
you know, and
I got one more.
Okay, you want to read it?
Yeah, you want me to?
Yeah. But let me make my point.
Okay,
hot second people, and so we're used to all this news, and we've gotten out of touch.
Deep touch.
Yep.
Deep touch.
I need a massage. Go.
I need something more than that. Okay. Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, I have a wonderful husband, and we have a good life, but there is no spark between us.
Now, please.
Oh, like a steady old story. We are more like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
I guess being married for nearly 25 years, that romantic hot flame becomes an ember. We have the best time traveling and creating our home. Our friends think that we are the perfect couple, and we are on so many levels. I have tried to stoke the fire, but it never catches. There seems to be a wide divide between us when it comes to intimacy. We are loving and caring for each other, but passion isn't there, and it's been so long I can't even remember if it ever was. Do you have any advice for me on how to reach each other again? This is like that conversation we just had with our good friend, Miss Yu, who said, you know, I haven't had sex in so long, as if I wouldn't recognize him in a lineup.
And that would be on clothes.
Penis.
Yeah. Is penis a... No, that's not a dirty word.
Penis. Oh, we'll give it a penny.
Yeah, go ahead. That's about it.
That's a European tip.
You know, this whole thing of restoking the fire and all of that you got to start a different fire. I'm sorry. I just think
she needs a bonfire.
Yeah. I just think that when you get to the point where it's just kind of remote control, you got to figure out how you're going to reintroduce energy.
Yeah. Energy. Here we go again.
You know, and that, you know, there's a great, Margaret Mead wrote a great dissertation, we've talked about it before, about how human beings should have two parts of their lives. The that was my egg timer. I'm out of eggs now. Darn it, my last egg just dropped. But 90 seconds. We may have to go back to this letter next week. You know, you just got to start a different fire. And if it's with that same, you know, bunch of twigs, great. And if you have to find a new tree from the forest, go for it, girl.
I got my chainsaw.
There
ready
you go.
To go.
Get it. Get her done. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we better wrap this up.
We're running out of time.
We're running out of time.
And
out of eggs. Yes. We're out of time.
To be continued. You've been listening to the extremely irreverent Love Burns. I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn LoveQuest. And hey, go for it.